What was your involvement with the production of West Side Story?
West Side Story was produced by Amblin, that's the Steven Spielberg's company, in conjunction with Disney. Disney Latin America called me to have me help them with language and accent consulting for the characters that were of Puerto Rico background.
And I take it that you've done other TV and film work then?
Oh my gosh, I started doing script writing for TV back in 89. So yes, I've had a long experience with the media.
Still, what's it like getting a call from Disney?
Amazing. Very surprising, especially since it came through my contacts from Puerto Rico, and I've been in Canada for the last 3 years. So it was a totally unexpected thing.
So what was your job exactly?
It was me and another lady that helped with the subtitles, with the dubbing script, and also assisted in the actual recordings with the actors. And basically our job was making sure that all the language that came from Puerto Rican characters was true to the culture and idiosyncrasies and background of Puerto Ricans in the Bronx in the 50s and 60s.
And so how much work is that? Tell me what kind of things you're looking for or what kind of things you're expected to pick up on.
It was very intense because Puerto Ricans have this history of trying to hide the accent. Since we are a colony, that's one of the things that suffers with all the colonies is your identity as a nation. And so actors in Puerto Rico are trained to speak with what's called neutral Spanish. And that's basically so that you don't sound Puerto Rican. And we had to erase that. We had to convince them that it was okay to talk the way we were supposed to talk, and our accent is not wrong. And actually, we had to go into in-depth history lessons of why Puerto Ricans talk the way we talk. It was an amazing thing. It was very, very rewarding.
Fascinating. And what do you think of the finished movie?
I am glad that both Amblin and Disney put in the effort to try to be true to the Puerto Rican culture. One of my problems with West Side Story from the beginning was that it was never portrayed. It had never portrayed Puerto Ricans the way we are. And actually, even it's a pity the music cannot be changed. But even the music in this musical about Puerto Ricans is not Puerto Rican. And the dances are not Puerto Rican. These people are dancing flamenco. So knowing that at least the written and spoken word is true to our culture and our history, it's a big step in the right direction. As I said, we suffer from colonialism, and I'm hoping this is going to start breaking some of those stereotypes.
Right. So this is not in the 30 years you've been working. This is not something that you've seen from big studios paying this kind of attention to culture or to language.
Well, I have to say, yes, there has been a change in the last 20 years. However, that change was not extended to Puerto Ricans. I think this is the first time that that so much care and consideration has been taken to be respectful of the Puerto Rican characters.
Right. Are there any other films or shows or plays that you can point to that have gotten it right when it comes to Puerto Rican characters, or is this one of very few?
There's very few and far in between. And honestly, most of them are not translated, since there are more Puerto Ricans in the States than in the island. A lot of the stuff that is done is in English. And yes, in the past few years, a lot of these English spoken work of TV or film, they do use the actual Puerto Rican accent, but they're talking in English. So, no, I have to say, this is, I think, the first time that I've seen this kind of care taken into the Spanish version of a film.
Well, let's hope it starts a trend, or let's hope it continues, I guess.
I think so. This is becoming a global subject now, and after doing it with West Side Story, people would be hard pressed to go back to trying to say that a Mexican sounding character is from Puerto Rico. I honestly think everybody should go see the movie. It does show how we lived back in the 50s in New York, and after so much consideration was put into it, it is worth it. Even the English version is a lot truer to our culture than the original Broadway show was.